Sonia Sorich is here. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. We talk about business stories on Fridays. Kaiser Permanente is expanding its presence in downtown Sacramento, signing a lease for a pretty large space on G Street.
The nonprofit healthcare provider will fill 17,000 square feet at 906 G Street. This building is mostly occupied by the Sacramento County District Attorney's Office. Kaiser has a 10-year lease and will take up the building's entire fifth floor.
What is Kaiser planning for this space?
That's the big mystery. Kaiser didn't immediately comment on its plans, but with the length of the lease, this sounds like it would be more than just a temporary use.
This isn't the only thing Kaiser is planning in Sacramento's urban core, right?
That's correct. Last year, Kaiser opened a sports medicine clinic in Golden One Center. It's also converting a building on J Street into medical offices. And of course, there's the 1.2 million square foot medical center that Kaiser is planning on the northwest corner of the Rail Yards development in Sacramento. Now, this will replace Kaiser's center on Morse Avenue, and it's expected to open in 2023.
In retail news, a spot on Broadway previously occupied by the Avid Reader bookstore is getting a new future, and it means more good news for local book lovers.
Last month, the Avid Reader independent bookstore announced plans to move three blocks down Broadway. Now, Dimple Records plans to fill the former Avid Reader spot with a store that will sell new and used books, as well as new and used vinyl. It could open in early May.
Dimple already has a store next to that space on Broadway. What does this mean for that location?
That store will stay open. That location mainly sells music, movies, and video games. On Broadway, Dimple is basically planning a setup that's similar to what it has on Arden Way. At that location, the company has both a record store and an adjacent building that sells books and vinyl.
Well, with more people shopping online, how is Dimple able to expand?
For starters, the store is benefiting from a national resurgence in interest in vinyl records. And when it comes to books, many independent booksellers are actually surprising retail analysts by defying predictions that they'd be crushed. They're doing that largely by building a sense of community that includes hosting events, staffing stores with people who can give customers personal face-to-face recommendations. Now, like all retailers, Dimple has had setbacks. It is in the process of closing its Elk Grove store, but the company also recently relocated its Roseville store and significantly increased the size of that location in the process. Now, that increase came with the addition of a new and used book department.
All right, let's talk coffee. There's a Sacramento coffee company that has announced plans for its first brick-and-mortar store.
Seasons Coffee Roasters began in 2015 as an internet-based subscription and delivery service for coffee lovers. It's now planning a cafe in the E. Claire Raley Studios for the Performing Arts. That building is better known as Clara in Midtown. And the cafe will sell coffee and light food items. It's expected to open this summer.
How will the cafe fit with the building's other tenants?
Well, the building is now fully leased, and its other tenants include cultural performing arts organizations such as the McKeever School of Irish Dance. Now, this cafe is envisioned as a place where performers can get something between rehearsals, parents could grab a cup of coffee while waiting for children in classes, and of course, it will be open to members of the public who are simply interested in the arts.
So Sacramento landed on an interesting national list this week.
We are apparently the number two most overlooked city in America. Now, that's according to DK Eyewitness Travel, which publishes travel guidebooks. Basically, the list was designed to highlight cities that deserve to be more fully explored. And at number two, we are right behind Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.